Welcome to Human Design for Educators, a soul-nourishing podcast for teachers and educational leaders who desire transformative personal and professional growth. I'm your host, Teresa Pembroke, a former senior experienced teacher and leader of over 20 years and the founder and visionary of the Inspired Teacher Co. Through my years of experience of the job, the system, and the industry, I have come to realize there is a huge gap, something that was missing. This is where education and human design meet. Human design is the missing piece. So buckle in, because I'm going to be sharing with you a new way of doing things by guiding you to uncover your unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment, offering intuitive insights and actionable strategies, all designed to optimize your impact and illuminate your path. For too long, teachers have been initiated into a one-size-fits-all system. At our core, we know we are all different, yet we continue to act like there is only one way to teach, one way to be in the system. With record amounts of teachers leaving the industry on the daily and those left behind feeling overworked, overwhelmed, anxious, and burnt out, there must be a better way. Teachers, I see you, I feel you, and I've been you. It's time to do things differently and redefine what it truly means to be a well-resourced teacher. And that's what this podcast is all about. It's time to do things your way instead of the way. Let's dive in. Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Human Design for Educators. Thank you so very much for being here and for taking the time to listen in. I do appreciate it so very, very much. Over the next few episodes, we are going to be covering off two elements of human design that really go hand in hand, and that is signature and also the not self of each energy type. Now, these two elements or aspects of human design also fit really nicely with A, your energy type, which we covered in episode 6 to 10, but also B, your strategy, which we covered off in episodes 11 to 15. So really, to give you a bit of a summary here, we have our energy type, and our energy type has a strategy. So how to best work with that energy type. But each energy type also has a signature and not self. And our signature is like a sign or signal that we feel when we are fully in alignment and working with our energy type. And similarly, our not self is the sign or signal we will feel when we are not in flow, when we are feeling like we are swimming against the current, and when we are working out of alignment with our energy type. Now, just like in teaching and in life, there is great duality with these feelings. It's not one or the other. It's possible to feel that you are in flow and feeling your signature feeling in one or some areas of your life, whilst at the same time, the not self feeling in another area or areas of your life. In today's episode, we are going to be talking all about the projector signature and not self. So let's dive in. The projector signature is success. Now, as a projector, when I heard this, I could immediately relate. I was like, yes, yep, success is exactly what sets my soul alight. But what I also quickly realized was that because I've always been in that very achievement outcome focused mode, my desire for success was a big contributor to my burnout and my diagnosis of adrenal exhaustion. There were other things as well that I will cover off in future episodes too, clues that lay in my human design chart. But because my idea of success was achievement orientated, it definitely did contribute. What would have been incredibly supportive to know when I was teaching, and even as I have navigated my way through life, because I was also a very successful state and national representative in the sport of judo, was a redefining of what success means, and for that redefinition to also include play, nourishment, rest, and growth, and to provide myself with opportunities to slow down and celebrate the journey along the way, rather than always wanting to sprint to the finish line. And even when I relate that to my sport, I did burn out. And again, it was because I was so achievement focused that the play, the rest, they didn't factor in. Even as I'm recording this episode, the podcast has just launched this week, and I have had numerous people who know human design and also know me say, "This is so awesome, but how are you slowing down and celebrating and taking in this moment?" And my answer's been, well, I just want to get these next lot of episodes done and then I will. Still sprinting. I am very much a work in progress. But what I have worked on a lot, particularly since learning about human design and learning that I am a projector, is that redefining of what success looks like for me. And this is what I would strongly encourage any projector who is feeling that achievement outcome or achievement orientated focus. Firstly, if you are a projector, there's absolutely nothing wrong with desiring success. It's who you inherently are. So it's not about trying to will it away or pretending that you do not care about it. You can pretend all you want, but you do care. You actually want success because it is fun for you and it makes you feel like you are living life to its fullest. But it's also about making sure that you look at what success means to you and just having that awareness and curiosity around, does it also include time for play, time for nourishment, time for rest, time for growth? For me, these things were missing, particularly when I was teaching, and are now part of my definition of success, and it has helped me enormously. Hey teacher, I hope you're enjoying today's episode. I just wanted to jump in for a brief moment to let you know that I have created a free human design chart that will help you understand, connect with, and reflect on all of the information I am sharing with you on this podcast. It's going to give you a personalized overview of how you can optimize your role in the classroom and educational setting. Your human design chart will help you to enhance your teaching effectiveness, elevate your leadership, and nurture your personal well-being and resilience. And I also have a little secret to share with you. Your chart isn't just relevant to your role as a teacher, it is also a deeply supportive tool for all aspects of your life. The best way to use this tool is to download your human design chart, take a screenshot of it on your phone, and have it handy so that you can refer to it and play along as each episode drops. Get my free guide by DMing me the word chart over on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co, and I will send the link straight to you. I'll also pop the link to the free guide into the show notes for you. Now, back to today's episode. Something that I haven't mentioned in my other episodes about projectors is our deep, deep desire to be recognized. And this feels like a good time to talk about that because it will be a lovely segue into the not self of the projector, which is bitterness. So what projectors really want is to be recognized for who they are so that they can put their gifts into action. And when projectors are shining out their unique light and their unique wisdom and they are seen and recognized for that, that is the ultimate win for projectors. Now, I just mentioned that the projector's not self is bitterness. And this will come out to play when they feel like they are doing all of these things, shining their light, shining their wisdom, and still not receiving invitations or opportunities, or when they feel unseen or unrecognized in an invitation exchange. And that last one, the invitation exchange, it is also super important for projectors in terms of feeling that not self-bitterness. The reciprocity has to be there for that relationship and exchange to not feel draining. Success will come as a byproduct of being seen in their magic and also by being in the right invitation exchanges. Ones that feel healthy, rewarding, enriching, and ones that value their talents. It can also come when projectors have gone against their strategy of waiting for the invitation and have instead been in that pitch and push mode and not getting the yeses in return from people not ready to be in their spotlight. This is where that self-acknowledgement and celebration comes in to make sure that invitations are just simply the cherry on top, not the lifeline, so to speak. It's all about recognizing yourself in all of your projector greatness first, And then anything else that comes externally is truly the icing on the cake. It takes practice, especially in an educational setting where you can feel that you are doing and contributing so much, or you just know that you're absolutely crushing it and you're this standing teacher, but it just seems like you are constantly not being acknowledged, thanked, or noticed. That can lead to those feelings of bitterness and jealousy over other people's successes, or leaves you feeling drained, or like the fuel, in a sense, has been tainted in that situation. Because projectors are built to improve things, we can easily spot what needs to be tweaking. So falling into seeing all that is wrong and fixating on that can create bitterness and will also feel incredibly draining and may even make life feel less enjoyable. Bitterness can also show up as irritation or judgment over others, fixating on someone's faults and shortcomings, or harboring various levels of resentment, or thinking about what others should be doing instead of what they are doing, or feeling like people are just not getting it. These are some of the ways bitterness may be felt. It's in these times that the zooming out, observing, reflecting, taking in the intel, and then using it to move on and steer you back towards those feelings of success is going to be really, really important. It's these things that are going to be deeply supportive in moving you out of your not self and back into alignment with who you are. And of course, everything I've spoken about here is also true for our projector children. In the classroom, these may be our children who prefer observing and analyzing before diving into action. They may have that really beautiful guiding and directing energy. I often think of times when I've watched a group of children working together, particularly little kindergarten children, and I can recall very clearly in some group tasks and even in play, there would often be one or two little people who would be there guiding the others in what they were doing. They would also often be the children who could see the bigger picture or understand complex concepts with clarity and depth. So in construction play, they could see if something was not going to work or if they were going to run out of blocks way before other children in the group. They were most likely the projectors. To all of my lovely projectors, I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you are not a projector, I hope this episode has created some awareness around your projector friends. Remember, there is no right or wrong, good or bad in human design, only what is correct for you, and that changes from person to person. It's that connection piece back to you and how you have experienced and seen evidence of all of this information in your own life. And with that, we have come to the end of our time together today. I really hope you enjoyed today's episode. As always, if you would like to message me or if you have any questions, you can always reach out to me via DM on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. I will see you in the very next episode. Have a beautiful morning, afternoon, or evening whenever you are listening into this. Bye for now. Well, that's it for now. Thank you so very much for tuning into today's episode. I love connecting with people and talking everything human design and education. So if you would like to keep this conversation going, or if you have any questions about today's topic, I'd love for you to connect with me on Instagram at The Inspired Teacher Co. And if you found this episode helpful, please do share it on your Instagram stories and tag me at The Inspired Teacher Co. I'd love to hear back from you, and this will also help spread the word about this show so that it can help more teachers just like you use the power of human design to uncover their own unique path to teacher excellence and personal fulfillment. All right, beautiful teacher, I appreciate you being here, and I'll catch you on the next episode. Bye for now.